Next on RadioSt.Pete.com, Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Tragos. The experienced lawyers at Tragos, Sartes, and Tragos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field.
Welcome back to another episode of Peter's Proffer here in the courtroom of current events. And today we're getting back to the coronavirus. Our topic is going to be the top five don'ts for employers and their actions in the workplace. We're going to try to direct as many of our listeners that have employees out there that run businesses or that may even be employees, and they want to know what the right way is to handle the coronavirus and all of the medical issues that now come into the workplace. So I've got my dad, George Tragos, and our other partner, Peter Sartes, coming on the show with me today. And we're just going to kind of go through everything we've read, everything we've been told by other experts, and what we're reading online with the CDC and what the government guidelines are for all this stuff. And we're also going to apply the laws that continue to apply today, like HIPAA and the EEOC, and how that affects decisions you make as employers or your employers make if you're an employee. So hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. If you have any questions you want us to answer specifically about your workplace situation or anything else, you can find us on social media at Tragos Law, or you can send me an email, petertragos@greeklaw.com. All right, so we're going to get to our top five don'ts for employers when dealing with the coronavirus in the workplace. And the first one is really going to deal with the EEOC, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. And what that's going to say is everybody has to be treated equally. So our number one don't is, I'm already off topic with our key words here, which is don't. But our number one don't is don't unequally force testing or ask COVID questions. And the basis behind this number one don't is you can't treat certain people differently in your workplace. If you're going to have people test, everybody has to test. If you're going to ask specific questions like, have you been around anybody that has been has tested positive? Have you done anything, you know, specifically yourself that may put you at high risk? You can't ask those questions specifically to, let's say, a 25-year-old that you know has been going to bars or clubs on the weekend where we hear that COVID is rampant and that's where these spikes are coming from in Florida. Or you go to an employee and ask because you know their husband's an ER doctor and the wife works for you, and you go and ask her, well, have you tested specifically? And you're not asking all your employees the same questions as to if they've been exposed or if they've tested.
Yeah, the term really in employment law is differential treatment. You cannot treat people differently in regards to the way that you require things to be done in your workplace. So, if, you know, just like you couldn't ask somebody to do something because they're old or you have issue with their sexual orientation, or you couldn't ask them to do something because of their religion or their race, you can't ask them to do something different because you perceive that they may have an exposure to COVID different than someone else.
And this really comes up a lot when you hear through the grapevine or see on Facebook or something that their mom maybe got it, or, you know, their friend got the coronavirus or whatever. You can't just come up to that person and target them and say, have you been exposed to the coronavirus? You can, however, have a procedure in place where every morning you come in and say, anybody been exposed today? Anybody know anybody that's tested positive? Whatever it may be, it has to be the same across the board. You can't treat employees or ask them different questions based on anything, really.
Right. And there's also, in fact, a law, the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, that says you can't even ask them about their family's medical history. Even if you go to an individual or everybody in the office, family medical history can't be used to employees. You can't question them.
Okay. And the difference with that than this don't that we're really trying to focus on is that's never okay, even if you do it across the board. What I'm saying is there are lots of questions that you can ask as long as you ask it across the board, similar to everybody. You can't ask anybody about their family medical history according to that law, right?
Correct.
Okay, what I'm talking about is you absolutely are allowed to say, has anyone been exposed to COVID? Does anybody have any known exposures? If you do have a known exposure, we require our employees to go get tested. Everybody, same rules. What you can't say is, your husband's an ER doctor, so you have to go get tested every week. Nobody else in the office has to get tested every week. You can't do things like that. So don't treat people differently. Just make rules and do it across the board for all your employees. That's number one. All right, let's see if we can get through any of the other ones any easier. You guys don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but a lot of editing going on in that one. So number two, don't force high-risk individuals to stay home. And we're not saying anybody's high risk, but according to the CDC, according to executive orders, there are certain categories of people, whether you have COPD, whether you're over the age of 55, 65, 70, whatever it may be based on your executive order or what the CDC is saying today, there are certain people that are high risk. Well, one of the big don'ts as an employer is don't force them to stay home.
This is one of the rules that I call these a no good deed goes unpunished rule. Even though you may have the right intentions because you want to protect somebody specifically in your law firm, you cannot exclude them. And that's really what the spirit.
Not just your law firm, but any company.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Your law firm.
Whatever you guys might be doing for a business, that's not a law firm.
Yeah.
But you can give them an option. If an employee feels that they are at high risk and they want an accommodation because of this high risk, then you are allowed to make an accommodation, like letting them work at home, for example, so that they feel safer, are safer.
Right. So in just like any other situation, if somebody has a disability or has a need, you can accommodate that need. You have to provide that accommodation to everyone equally that may have that need. But you can't force that accommodation on them.
Right.
And some employers we're hearing are saying you have to work from home if you're a certain age or if you have some reason that may make you high risk. And that is not something that's proper and could violate the EEOC. All right. And the third don't for employers dealing with the workplace issues and the coronavirus is do not reveal medical information about any individuals. That has not changed under the coronavirus.
Yeah, there is this law and it exists and it's existed for a long time. It's called HIPAA, the Health Information Privacy and Portability Act. And what it says is you cannot disclose someone else's medical condition without obviously their express approval. That's why, for example, if you go to the doctor's office, they make you sign a form so they can actually release your information to other doctors or your spouse. And this really is just an extension of that. And sometimes we forget because all we do anymore is listen to COVID news.
Well, and a lot of people think they make an exception because it's a pandemic.
Right.
And right now they have not made an exception.
Right. So at this point, you need to be cognizant that as an employer, you cannot disclose someone else's private health information without their direct approval to do so.
So, Dad, what do you do if somebody tests positive for coronavirus and they write in and tell you as an employer?
Well, if you know that someone's a confirmed carrier of the coronavirus, you can't reveal that person's name to other employees. However, you can tell the other employees that they may have been exposed and that they may want to get tested. You can say that, just not who the person was that had the
coronavirus. So basically, what you can do as an employer is you let your other employees know that there's a possibility of exposure in the workplace. That's all you can do. You can't do anything else.
Again, this is one of those like form over function type of laws, because let's be real, most of you all have small businesses. So when Joe doesn't come back from lunch, you can't get up there and say, I'm not allowed to tell you whether or not Joe does or does not have COVID, but he won't be coming back for the next 14
days. But in reality, to protect yourself as an employer, all you can do is just say there's possible exposure in the workplace. You can't really give any more information than that. You can't let anybody know who it is. You can't let them know any medical information about that person. You can't say whether or not they've been tested. You can't reveal any medical information about any of your employees to other employees. It's just not something you can do.
Well, there's another facet to this HIPAA requirement, and that is a lot of employers are now taking temperatures again, they have to do it to everybody in the office, but they're taking the temperature. And that is a medical procedure.
And they can't reveal that temperature with anybody else in the office.
And that's why if you do that, you should take them in a private room, not do it out in the middle of the bay or in the middle of the factory floor. Take them in a private room and take their temperature. And again, that is a medical procedure. It is protected by HIPAA.
Yet, there are plenty of places of business, and you can do this at your business if you want, that have that medic or that temperature check at the front. You look into it, it either buzzes green or red, and somebody at that point is consenting to doing it out in the open public. And if they refuse to do it in the open, then they can't enter that place of business. So you as an employer want to provide a way for your employees to do it in private should they not want to put their face in front of a temperature reader if you have at the front door.
But that's different because as a patron, I don't have an obligation to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You can do that as an employer.
Sure.
But if any of your employees feel uncomfortable with it or want to do it in private, absolutely you have to provide that arena for them.
Well, Peter, I think you may be remembering this as why, but when we were in Pinehurst, we went into a restaurant. And there was right there a large round circle. We put our face in it, and everybody there saw what our temperature was if we had one.
Yes, we did go to Pinehurst. Okay, so the next one.
We can neither confirm nor deny whether or not you had a temperature.
Yeah, I will not say what our temperatures were while we were in Pinehurst and whether that makes a difference with positive testing. Okay, so next is, and the reason we brought that one up about not sharing medical information is it is hard when you find out somebody does have it as an employer or as even somebody that's tangentially involved in a business. Like, you know somebody that is a board member at a company and you find out one of their employees has it, but that employee may not have disclosed it to everybody and you know their mom works there. Can you share that information to try to help out that business? The answer is no. You can't share any medical information with anybody. A lot of people have been doing it between friends. You know, I heard she got it, he got it, whatever. But there's just a different relationship when it comes to employer and employee, and you want to stay as far away from that as you can while still protecting your workplace. Okay, number four, don't, as an employer, is do not delay paying someone if they take medical leave because of COVID.
There's actually, and I'm going to let George go into it because I think you know it better than I do. There's an actual act that's in the in all these this COVID legislation that actually
the CARE Act, right? Yeah, the emergency paid sick leave, which means employees can immediately be reimbursed by the government for paying sick leave to someone who's gone.
Employees
because of
COVID. Or employers? Okay, so employers can get reimbursed by the government, but the employers should immediately reimburse the employees.
Yeah, and remember, this is different than FMLA. FMLA requires someone to be employed for 30 days. They don't have to be an employee for 30 days in order to get this benefit.
So there's a specific special law that's been put into place because of COVID. So if someone takes sick leave because of the coronavirus, keep giving them their paycheck as an employer and you can get immediately reimbursed by the government.
Correct.
Okay.
Well,
so that's
how immediate it is, but you can't.
Sure. Quote unquote immediately. Right. So the point is you don't want to be in a situation where you're not paying this person for the sick leave because that could create issues because of the COVID pandemic.
Well, you're
right.
Because
you don't want people working because they can't afford to be home.
Right, and make sure they know that option exists, that right. You want them to just go home and stay home. And that's the other thing. You are allowed to implement rules like if you test positive or if you're exposed, you can quarantine, you can work from home, you'll continue getting paid. And this is one of the reasons why there's something in place to where you don't have to delay that payment. You can just continue paying them because you're going to get reimbursed from the government, theoretically.
Yeah.
All right, last but not least, the fifth don't for employers during the coronavirus and the COVID-19 pandemic is don't make employment decisions based on COVID probability. So this is mainly talking about hiring and firing and you know, we already kind of mentioned on making people stay home or giving certain people leave and not others, but specifically with dealing with hiring and firing, don't make any decision based on someone's COVID-19 probability.
And those probabilities, people sometimes don't even think about it. But when you ask, well, where are you from? Are you from New York? Is it a situation where maybe New York's got a higher probability?
Are
of
you
COVID?
From Florida?
You from Florida?
Have you traveled to
right.
New York and Florida often? Do you have family there?
Yeah, those kind of questions have been deemed to be discriminatory because you may be talking about an ethnic group, a particular neighborhood in New York or a particular area in Florida where you're discriminating against an ethnic group because they're from an area that had a high incidence of the COVID virus.
And it also extends to people that have COPD or heart issues or lung issues or anything that the CDC says may make them high risk for COVID, and you say, well, I don't want to hire them. I don't want to take that chance that they may get the coronavirus. I'm going to have to pay them while they're on sick leave, even if they haven't been here for the allotted period of time that's protected under other acts. Same thing applies to people that are over the age of 55, 65, 70. If you think whatever age makes them a higher risk, if you make a decision based on that, you know, all of that is improper and you really can't take that into account. Similar to what Pete's already talked about, like discriminating based on age, sex, race, gender, whatever.
And you can't ask them, anybody in your family had COVID? Have you had contact with someone who's had COVID?
Have you
recently
already tested positive for COVID? You can't ask that when you're interviewing somebody and making a hiring decision.
A lot of that stuff changes once you have given them the job offer. But before you give them the offer, you can't get into any of that.
You know, but when you think about it, take coronavirus out of the equation and change with diabetes. You couldn't ask, and you wouldn't, most employers at least, would never think to ask a question like that to an employee. It's the exact same thing.
Right, and it's the same thing with like AIDS. You know, we've had cases where somebody finds out an employee has AIDS and they fire them.
Yeah, that's bad. Don't do that.
Or they don't hire somebody that has AIDS where it has nothing to do with any job performance or anything like that. They just don't want somebody that has AIDS. And you just don't want somebody that's already had the coronavirus. You don't want them coming in or has a family member or whatever. That's why you can't ask those questions and you can't make employment decisions based on the coronavirus or the probability of them contracting the coronavirus. And all of these five important don'ts for employers really just center around the fact that you can't let the coronavirus ruin your business and take over your decision making. It can't be at the forefront of every business decision that you make. You want to provide a safe environment, but you also want to be fair to all of your employees and make sure you're not violating any of their privacy rights. That's really what a lot of this comes down to, and including your future or prospective employees when you're doing interviewing. So just to recap, the top five don'ts from our perspective for employers and how to handle the workplace during the coronavirus is: don't unequally force testing or ask certain COVID questions to certain individuals. Don't force high-risk people to stay home during the coronavirus. Number three, don't reveal medical information for anybody that works as an employee at your workplace. Number four, don't delay payment for sick leave. And number five, don't make employment decisions based on COVID probability. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode, and we'll be back with you next time.
You've been listening to Peter's Proffer with Clearwater attorney Peter Trakos. The experienced lawyers at Trakos, Sartes & Trakos discuss common legal questions, providing insight into the legal process and covering current events as they relate to the legal field. Find out more at TrakosLaw.com.